Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 11. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Rozmowa pierwsza.
Good morning. Can I help you?
How much is this skirt?
It's £29.
Can I try it on?
Of course. The changing rooms are over there.
Rozmowa druga.
What's the problem, Jessica?
My leg hurts and I can't walk. I fell off my bike.
Let me see. Well, it's not broken. You'll be fine in a few days.
Rozmowa trzecia.
Excuse me, how can I get to the National Museum?
Go straight on and turn left into Cross Street.
Is it far from here?
No, it's a 5-minute walk.
Rozmowa czwarta.
Can I have 2 single tickets to Manchester, please?
That will be £12, please.
What time is the train?
It leaves in 7 minutes.
Rozmowa piąta.
Could I have the menu, please?
Here you are. The tomato soup is very good today.
Oh, I will try it. Thank you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Rozmowa pierwsza.
Good morning. Can I help you?
How much is this skirt?
It's £29.
Can I try it on?
Of course. The changing rooms are over there.
Rozmowa druga.
What's the problem, Jessica?
My leg hurts and I can't walk. I fell off my bike.
Let me see. Well, it's not broken. You'll be fine in a few days.
Rozmowa trzecia.
Excuse me, how can I get to the National Museum?
Go straight on and turn left into Cross Street.
Is it far from here?
No, it's a 5-minute walk.
Rozmowa czwarta.
Can I have 2 single tickets to Manchester, please?
That will be £12, please.
What time is the train?
It leaves in 7 minutes.
Rozmowa piąta.
Could I have the menu, please?
Here you are. The tomato soup is very good today.
Oh, I will try it. Thank you.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Daddy, it's my birthday next week. I know I usually have my party at home or in the zoo like last year, but could I have it at the swimming pool this year?
The swimming pool? That's a great idea. We'll have to get you a new swimming costume.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Daddy, it's my birthday next week. I know I usually have my party at home or in the zoo like last year, but could I have it at the swimming pool this year?
The swimming pool? That's a great idea. We'll have to get you a new swimming costume.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
I'll have some orange juice. What about you, Jerry?
Hot chocolate would be nice.
They don't have any.
Oh, some mineral water then.
Okay.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I'll have some orange juice. What about you, Jerry?
Hot chocolate would be nice.
They don't have any.
Oh, some mineral water then.
Okay.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Look, that's my English teacher over there. Standing at the bus stop.
Is he the man in a suit?
No, He is wearing a t-shirt and jeans.
Oh, yes. I see him. He has dark hair and he's got a newspaper in his hand, right?
Yes, that's him.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Look, that's my English teacher over there, standing at the bus stop.
Is he the man in a suit?
No, he is wearing a t-shirt and jeans.
Oh, yes, I see him. He has dark hair and he's got a newspaper in his hand, right?
Yes, that's him.
Zadanie piąte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
George, are you still at the office?
No, I have finished work. I'm on the bus.
Can you go to the supermarket when you get off? We need some eggs and milk.
Sure, no problem. Sorry, it's too noisy on the bus. I'll call you back in a few minutes.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
George, are you still at the office?
No, I have finished work. I'm on the bus.
Can you go to the supermarket when you get off? We need some eggs and milk.
Sure, no problem. Sorry, it's too noisy on the bus. I'll call you back in a few minutes.
Zadanie szóste. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Hi, Jack. Last week, my mum finally bought me the pet, which I wanted so much. He lives in my room now, but I still don't have a name for him. I'm thinking of calling him Mr. Slow, because he moves very slowly. When my sister's cat gets near him, he stops and hides his head and legs and looks like a big grey stone on the carpet. You should come and see him.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Jack. Last week, my mum finally bought me the pet, which I wanted so much. He lives in my room now, but I still don't have a name for him. I'm thinking of calling him Mr. Slow because he moves very slowly. When my sister's cat gets near him, he stops and hides his head and legs and looks like a big grey stone on the carpet. You should come and see him.
Zadanie siódme. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
I don't like going to the dentist.
Wypowiedź B.
You should go to the dentist.
Wypowiedź C.
Please take me to the dentist.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
I don't like going to the dentist.
Wypowiedź B.
You should go to the dentist.
Wypowiedź C.
Please take me to the dentist.
Zadanie ósme. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
You swim too much.
Wypowiedź B.
Let's go swimming.
Wypowiedź C.
The swimming pool is closed.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
You swim too much.
Wypowiedź B.
Let's go swimming.
Wypowiedź C.
The swimming pool is closed.
Zadanie dziewiąte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
It was delicious.
Wypowiedź B.
No thanks, I'm full.
Wypowiedź C.
I can't make spaghetti.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
It was delicious.
Wypowiedź B.
No thanks, I'm full.
Wypowiedź C.
I can't make spaghetti.
Zadanie 10. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
That is so kind of you.
Wypowiedź B.
Have a good time.
Wypowiedź C.
It's great to see you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
That is so kind of you.
Wypowiedź B.
Have a good time.
Wypowiedź C.
It's great to see you.
Zadanie 11. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
I finished packing.
Wypowiedź B.
Can you help me pack?
Wypowiedź C.
Please carry my suitcase.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
I finished packing.
Wypowiedź B.
Can you help me pack?
Wypowiedź C.
Please carry my suitcase.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.